what is the point of the work? To become superior and to reach the top of whatever hierarchical system you're working with, and to get money and women and followers, but to evolve into a superior type of being, or for the hell of it,
well, survive. For some of us, the point of the work is we really have no other option. We're not designed to fit in to
normalcy,
the 68% of the population. So in a lot of sense, we can say we really don't have much of a choice. We either do something or we die out. For other people, they do it because they like it and they want to learn, because it gives them not only information and knowledge and wisdom and understanding, it also gives them a feeling of purposefulness, which is what all human beings at one level or another claim they want. Most people accept normal purposefulness, which is, as I say it, reproduce, consume, and die. So I was, for an example, visiting a friend at a hotel last night in Phoenix, and all you could see is the same things. Father with a mother, with three kids. Children, and they're all wearing the same clothes, they're all pushing the same cart, they're all doing the same thing, and they all think they're individuals, they all think this is unique. For me, it's unique for me. Now, as soon as they say the word me, then I got them, because that's all there is to it, is me, 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 me. But me is DNA.
Exactly, and you see it on university too. It's all I see is people trying to be individual and unique, but they're all doing the same thing, looking the same way, and thinking the same way. And it's really not hard to outthink many of your professors. And if you are listening, I'm sorry, you don't know who I am. I don't want to fail your course, but...
Political correctness at the university has become a common pathology. Everyone suffers from it. In my day, if you were doing research in an area that may be disapproved of, you may have gotten the slap on your hand, but you still got to do it. Nowadays, you have to be very, very, very careful what you do. I know so many people that did not get their PhD because they were doing research that was politically incorrect. Nowadays, it's much easier to get a master's than in the old days. When I got my first master's, half the class flunked the comprehensives. 50% of, say, 100 students did not pass. And once you were done with that, then you had a real thesis. And you had to go in front of a real committee. But now there's a violation of her femininity, violation of his homosexuality. So all you have to do is just pull any card out of the deck you want, because you are personally incompetent or your committee is incompetent. Today, a person with a PhD is equivalent to a person with a bachelor's degree from the 1950s.
Yeah, back then those degrees meant something.
They meant something. Today, because of all the political correctness and all the restrictions, I tell students, just get your degree, get out, and then do what you want. Don't sit around there and try to change the world at your doctoral level, because in all probability, you'll never make it out of the hole.
That's kind of pointless to do.
Yeah. Really? Do a dissertation, get your degree, smile, shake hands, say ciao, and then go out and do whatever the hell you want to do.